We have had, over the years, far too many school shootings and church shootings, and yesterday, sort of a combination of the two.
Yeah, incredibly unusual that you have both. Those both types of buildings are always thought of as soft targets, but to have them both happen in one incident is incredibly unusual.
Do we know at this point whether there was any security around this building at the time of this incident?
It doesn't appear that there was. There did seem to be some connection there. I think there was a pretty extensive reporting there that the shooter's mother had worked at the school and retired in 2021. And there's some reporting overnight that the shooter himself actually went to school there as well.
And this apparently was an incident that ended in what appears to be, at least at this point, the suicide by the shooter.
That's correct. Officers were there rather quickly, but as oftentimes what happens is the shooter chooses to end their own life as opposed to either being captured or shot by officers.
Is there anything in particular that made this incident stand out from some of the others in the way this was carried out?
Well, the fact that the shooter posted a video that was timed to go out at the same time that the shooting occurred and had a manifesto. In many ways, for law enforcement, that will help with the investigation because perhaps they might have arrests for people if anybody assisted them or anybody willingly ignored signs. Minnesota does have some of the more strict gun laws in the country. In fact, they do have a provision some refer to as the red flag law. Minnesota refers to it as extreme risk law, which means that if someone possesses guns or has access to guns, if they are of extreme risk, which means they're suffering some type of mental defect, that family or law enforcement can request that those guns be removed. So it'd be interesting to see if any family or friends were aware of some of the issues, because clearly his issues didn't start that day.
As you mentioned, there was the finding of that what some have described as a hate-filled manifesto and video. Do we know, did the shooter have any criminal background himself?
It doesn't appear. Law enforcement said yesterday in their press conference that they didn't have any negative interactions with him. So it appears he was under the radar, at least for someone to do, this is an odd first crime to have committed.
You mentioned that it appears that his mother had worked there and that he may have been a student there himself. So he had a lot of knowledge of the layout and of the way things are run at that institution.
Right. Not just the layout, as you said, but myself, I grew up and I went to Catholic school. And a lot of times those schedules stay from year to year to year. Gym is at a certain time, mass is at a certain time. So it's very likely that he knew that mass would be occurring at that time and knew exactly where to go for a maximum body count.
And, of course, we had the tragic result that two children were killed and 17 people were wounded. At this point, Steve, would there have been anything that you as a professional would have advised to be done differently to prevent something like this in church service at a school like this?
Well, I think that most schools now across the country have some type of law enforcement or school resource officers in the building. A school like this, I think they're saying around 400 students, it would be normal to have several, but that doesn't mean you'd be at the right place at the right time. But clearly as he approached, was there somebody monitoring cameras? And then it always goes back a lot of times to family. No matter what law enforcement does or what law is out there restricting access to guns for people, you still need someone close to that person who sees all the signs and sees someone in distress to reach out and get help. And it doesn't appear, at least initially, that anything occurred like that, because law enforcement isn't saying that they had interactions or tried to remove guns or stop him from purchasing guns, which apparently were just recently purchased.
And were they purchased legally as far as we know?
They were. And in Minnesota, you have to have a permit to purchase the handgun, which he did have, and you also have to have a permit to purchase the type of rifle that he had.
Well, Steve, thank you so much for joining us this morning, as you've done in the past many times, to give us your insight on this tragic situation.
I'm glad to be with you.